sapu dong. Tolong ambilkan sapu ya. Okay. Matikan lampunya ya. Matikan lampunya ya. Please turn off the lights. Ya means a persuasive asking. It's like please or could you. Yeah. But if we translate communicatively, we could translate dong ya into please. Okay. So I do hope this topic will be helpful for you to add your vocabulary and you can practice these sentences at home. So I do hope you can speak more fluent by using Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you and I'll see you next week. This topic will help you to add your vocabulary or to make your speaking fluently in Bahasa Indonesia. Okay, so this is Indonesian daily expression that mostly used at home. Maybe when you are speaking with your siblings, your parents, or your from parents to your kids, or you and your partner. So this, I make only 6 here because my book marker is very small. So I do hope this 6 expressions will help you to understand another speaker of Indonesian language. Okay, let's go to number 1, the first. Come on, repeat after me. Udah makan belum? Usually, the intonation is rising intonation at the end, yeah? Udah makan belum? Udah makan belum? Udah is a short form from sudah. Usually, in daily speaking, Indonesian people omit S sound, so they cut into udah, okay? They clip udah from sudah. Udah makan belum? Even though there is no any subject or object here, so it means that someone asks you, have you eaten lunch? So in English, we have to put or we use you as an object. Okay, have you eaten lunch? In English, this it is very specific. What kind of food to eat? Yeah, is it lunch, breakfast, or dinner? But in Indonesian, it relates to the time when the speaker asks in the morning, so it means that she asks or he asks about breakfast. But if she or he asks you in afternoon, 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, it means that lunch. But if he or she asks you at evening, it means dinner, right? So Indonesia is very short. Udah makan belum? Udah makan belum? But in English, it's very specific. Have you eaten lunch? Have you eaten dinner? Have you eaten breakfast? Okay. Number 2. Mau ke mana? Usually, this is the symbol of rising intonation. I do hope this symbol will help you. Mau ke mana? Where are you going to? In Bahasa Indonesia, there is no specific tense, but in English, it means that present continuous. Where are you going to? Where are you going to? Where are you heading to? So, mau kemana? Mau means want, okay? But we translate into present continuous tense. Where are you going to? Mau kemana? Or if we use will, where will you go? Where will you go? Okay, number 3, makan yuk. So, ke sound is not clear to hear because usually even though you see your ke letter, but the ke sound is omitted. Makan yuk, not makan yuk. That's not natural in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language. Makan yuk. Okay, let's go eating or let's have some food or let's get some food. Let's have lunch. Let's have breakfast. Yeah, I can say that English is very specific, but in Bahasa Indonesia, it depends or relates to the context or the time when or when does she or he speak? Ya. Oke. Okay. Number 4. Lagi ngapain? Ya. Yeah. This is rising intonation at the end. Lagi ngapain means the what are you doing? Means this is present continuous, means what are you doing now? In this moment, now. Lagi. Lagi means the continuous tense, the ing form. Lagi ngapain? Yeah. What are you doing? Okay. Okay. The fifth. Bisa tolongin gua enggak? Come on. Bisa tolongin gua enggak? This is very informal, colloquial expression. It's very informal because we use here gua. Gua in if we use in a formal situation, we use saya or aku. That's a friendly subject pronoun, aku. But saya is a formal, yeah. Gua, it's very informal, usually using in Jakarta area, DKI Jakarta. Okay, so bisa tolongin gua enggak? Could you help me? Or can you help me? Or can you give me a hand? So that's the translation in English. Bisa tolongin gua enggak? Bisa tolongin saya enggak? Bisa tolongin aku enggak? So gua, saya, aku, that's depends on to whom you speak to. I mean, if you want to talk, if you talk to your manager, use saya. Bisa tolongin saya enggak? If you talk to your best mate or your partner, your wife or husband or your kid, aku. Or gua is informal situation, like you talk to your best friend, yeah. Okay, your colleague, best colleague, yeah, you can use gua. Okay, bisa tolongin gua enggak? Usually this is falling intonation. Bisa tolongin gua enggak? It's a very persuasive. But if you use rising intonation like bisa tolongin gua enggak, it means a force asking. Yeah. Don't say that. That's like you force someone to help you. But if you make a falling intonation, bisa tolongin gua enggak, means that you need a help and you are asking persuasively. Okay? Yeah. The last, tidur yuk, means that you ask your partner to go to sleep. Let's go to sleep. Tidur yuk, let's go to sleep. Yeah. You can